Lindsay Hoyle criticized for opening New Bedford HQ. Anti-gambling campaigners are demanding an apology from the UK's Commons Speaker, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, after he took part in the opening of Bedford's newly renovated headquarters in Warrington, which features a plaque commemorating his involvement. Located about 20 miles from his Chorley constituency, the multi-million-dollar Bedford HQ opened late last month. While Hoyle attended in his capacity as president of the Rugby Football League, RFL, a role Bedford supports as a longtime sponsor, the plaque identifies him as the Speaker of the House of Commons, a position that is strictly nonpartisan. Hoyle's impartiality called into question. Critics, such as gambling reform campaigner Will Prochaska, argue that the association undermines the impartiality of Hoyle's role as Speaker. Quote, Lindsay Hoyle's decision to help wash the reputation of Bedford, who were fined £3.25 million last year for irresponsible behavior, brings the role of Speaker of the House into disrepute. The plaque should be removed, and he should apologize to Parliament and the millions harmed by gambling in Great Britain each year. Will Prochaska, gambling reform campaigner. Matt Zarb Cousin, the director of Clean Up Gambling, expressed similar views and argued that as Commons Speaker, Hoyle must not show favor for any particular interests and as such, it was a huge error of judgment for him to be endorsing a gambling operator. Bedford's recent controversies. Bedford has faced scrutiny for multiple controversies. Last year, its owners were fined £3.25 million by the Gambling Commission for social responsibility and anti-money laundering violations. In 2021, Bedford paid out following a legal dispute over a gambler's 2018 winnings, which had initially been withheld due to a claimed defect in the game. The company's refurbished headquarters, where 450 people are employed, occupies the site of the former Warrington Spectrum, which was once a live music and sports venue. Bedford founder and chairman Fred Dunn celebrated the presence of Hoyle and said that he was delighted he had kindly agreed to officially open the building.